page 220. And ever as Sir Lancelot might overreach any of them, he threw them so that they would never come in his hands no more. For some he brake the legs and the arms, and so fled into the castle. And then came out knights and squires, and rescued Sir Lancelot. And when they beheld him, and looked upon his person, they thought they saw never so goodly a man. And when they saw so many wounds upon him, all they deemed that he had been a man of worship. And then they ordained him clothes to his body, and straw underneath him, and a little house. And then every day they would throw him meat, and set him drink, but there was but few would bring him meat to his hands. Chapter 4. How Sir Lancelot was known by Dame Elaine, and was borne into a chamber, and after healed by the Sangreal. So it befell that King Pelles had a nephew, his name was Castor. And so he desired of the king to be made knight. And so at the request of this Castor, the king made him knight at the feast of Candlemas. And when Sir Castor was made knight that same day, he gave many gowns. And then Sir Castor sent for the fool, that was Sir Lancelot. And when he was come afore Sir Castor, he gave Sir Lancelot a robe of scarlet, and all that longed unto him. And when Sir Lancelot was so arrayed, like a knight, he was the seemliest man in all the court, and none so well made. So when he saw his time, he went into the garden, and there Sir Lancelot laid him down by a well, and slept. And so at afternoon Dame Elaine and her maidens came into the garden to play them. And as they roamed up and down, one of Dame Elaine's maidens espied where lay a goodly man by the well, sleeping, and anon showed him to Dame Elaine. Page 221. "Peace," said Dame Elaine, "and say no word." And then she brought Dame Elaine where he lay, and when that she beheld him, anon she fell in remembrance of him, and knew him verily for Sir Lancelot, and therewithal she fell on weeping so heartily that she sank even to the earth. And when she had thus wept a great deal, then she arose, and called her maidens, and said she was sick. And so she yede out of the garden, and she went straight to her father, and there she took him apart by herself. And then she said, "O father, now have I need of your help, and but if that ye help me, farewell my good days for ever." "What is that, daughter?" said King Pelles. "Sir," she said, thus is it. In your garden I went for the sport, and there by the well I found Sir Lancelot du Lac sleeping." "I may not believe that," said King Pelles. "Sir," she said, "truly he is there, and meseemeth he should be distract out of his wit." "Then hold you still," said the king, "and let me deal." Then the king called to him such as he most trusted, of four persons, and Dame Elaine, his daughter. And when they came to the well, and beheld Sir Lancelot, anon Dame Brison knew him. "Sir," said Dame Brison, "we must be wise how we deal with him, for this knight is out of his mind, and if we awake him rudely, what will he do, we all know not. But ye shall abide, and I shall throw such an enchantment upon him that he shall not awake within the space of an hour." And so she did. Then within a little while after, the king commanded that all people should avoid, that none should be in that way there as the king would come. And so when this was done, these four men and these ladies laid hand on Sir Lancelot, and so they bare him into a tower, and so into a chamber, where was the holy vessel of the Sangreal. And by force Sir Lancelot was laid by that holy vessel, and there came an holy man and unhealed that vessel, and so by miracle and by virtue of that holy vessel Sir Lancelot was healed and recovered. Page 222. And when that he was awaked, he groaned and sighed and complained greatly that he was passing sore. Chapter 5. How Sir Lancelot, after that he was whole and had his mind, he was ashamed, and how that Elaine desired a castle for him. And when Sir Lancelot saw King Pelles and Elaine, he waxed ashamed, and said thus, O Lord Jesu, how I came here. For God's sake, my lord, let me wit how that I came here. Sir, said Dame Elaine, into this country ye came like a madman, clean out of your wit, and here have ye been kept as a fool. And no creature here knew what ye were, until by fortune a maiden of mine brought me unto you, whereas ye lay sleeping by a well, and anon, as I verily beheld you, I knew you. And then I told my father, and so were ye brought afore this holy vessel, and by the virtue of it, thus were ye healed. O Jesu mercy, said Sir Lancelot, if this be sooth, how many there be that knowen of my woodness? So God me help, said Elaine, no more but my father and I, and Dame Brycen. Now for Christ's love, said Sir Lancelot, keep it in counsel, and let no man know it in the world, for I am sore ashamed that I have been thus miscarried, for I am banished out of the country of Logres for ever, that is, for to say, the country of England. And so Sir Lancelot lay more than a fortnight or ever, that he might stir for soreness. And then upon a day he said unto Dame Elaine these words, Lady Elaine, for your sake I have had much travail, care, and anguish. It needeth not to rehearse it, ye know how. Notwithstanding, I know well, I have done foul to you, when that I drew my sword to you, to have slain you upon the morn when I had lain with you. And all was the cause that ye and Dame Brycen made me for to lie by you, maugre mine head. And as you say, that night Galahad, your son, was begotten. Page 223. That is truth, said Dame Elaine. Now will ye, for my love, said Sir Lancelot, go unto your father, and get me a place of him wherein I may dwell, for in the court of King Arthur may I never come. Sir, said Dame Elaine, I will live and die with you, and only for your sake. And if my life might not avail you, and my death might avail you, wit you well, I would die for your sake. And I will go to my father, and I am sure there is nothing that I can desire of him, but I shall have it. And where ye be, my lord Sir Lancelot, doubt ye not, but I will be with you with all the service that I may do. So forthwithal she went to her father and said, Sir, my lord Sir Lancelot desireth to be here by you in some castle of yours. Well, daughter, said the king, sith it is his desire to abide in these marches, he shall be in the castle of Bliant, and there shall ye be with him and 20 of the fairest ladies that be in this country, and they shall all be of the great blood, and ye shall have 10 knights with you. For, daughter, I will that ye wit we all be honored by the blood of Sir Lancelot. Chapter 6. How Sir Lancelot came into the Joyous Isle, and there he named himself Le Chevalier Malfait. Then went Dame Elaine unto Sir Lancelot, and told him how her father had devised for him and her. Then came the knight Sir Castor, that was nephew unto King Pelles, unto Sir Lancelot, and asked him what was his name. Sir, said Sir Lancelot, my name is Le Chevalier Malfait, that is to say, the knight that hath trespassed. Sir, said Sir Castor, it well may be so, but ever meseemeth your name should be Sir Lancelot du Lac, for or now I have seen you. Page 224. Sir, said Lancelot, ye are not as a gentle knight. I put case my name were Sir Lancelot, and that it list me not to discover my name, what should it grieve you here to keep my counsel, and ye not hurt thereby? But wit thou well, and ever it lie in my power, I shall grieve you, and that I promise you truly. Then Sir Castor kneeled down, and besought Sir Lancelot of mercy, for I shall never utter what ye be, while that ye be in these parts. Then Sir Lancelot pardoned him. And then after this, King Pelles with 10 knights, and Dame Elaine, and 20 ladies, rode unto the castle of Bliant, that stood in an island, beclosed in iron, (footnote) with a fair water, deep and large. And when they were there, Sir Lancelot let call at the Joyous Isle, and there was he called none otherwise but Le Chevalier Malfit, the knight that hath trespassed. Then Sir Lancelot let make him a shield all of sable, and a queen crowned in the midst all of silver, and a knight clean armed kneeling afore her, and every day once for any mirths that all the ladies might make him, he would once every day look toward the realm of Logris, where King Arthur and Queen Guinevere was, and then would he fall upon a weeping as his heart should to breast. So it fell that time Sir Lancelot heard of a jousting fast by his castle within 3 leagues. Then he called unto him a dwarf, and he bade him go unto that jousting, and or ever the knights depart, look thou, make there a cry in hearing of all the knights, that there is one knight in the Joyous Isle that is the castle of Bliant, and say his name is Le Chevalier Malfit, that will joust against knights that will come, and who that putteth that knight to the worse shall have a fair maid and a gerfalcon.